Proclamation number 4668 of 13th of June, 1949. Eternity cycle. It remains an eternal cycle from the abyss to the ascent and vice versa as long as the spiritual being's upward development continues. Yet with the excretion of that which has completed its development on earth as a being of light, that is, which has reached the state of perfection again in which it was in the beginning. But as long as this development is not yet completed, it can ascend as well as descend, yet always with the aim of becoming a being which has finished the cycle and now constantly dwells in the height. Then there is only an ascent, a constant approach to God, then a relapse to the abyss is excluded. However, a voluntary descent is possible as a helper for the unredeemed spiritual, which is apparently also a decline but can never lead to the abyss. Thus it can only be a work of redemption, which only a true child of God can achieve. Thus it is no longer to be regarded as the course of development of an imperfect being but as the help of a being of light. Therefore, as long as earthly creations exist, everything is in the cycle of becoming and passing away, of dissolving and re-emerging, and the still immature spiritual being step by step reaches the height to the stage as a human being, where it can thus rise to the final height or also fall abysmally in order to begin the cycle again. But by no means does the being have to sink as a human being. Just as it will not necessarily rise either. Therefore a stage of solidification can also occur, thus a persistence on always the same level of development, which, however, can only be in the beyond, thus outside of earthly creations, certainly beginning with the stage as a human being where it is granted freedom, since it is no longer in a state of compulsion, which always signifies an ascent development from God. The human being himself determines whether he continues the cycle, whether he steps out of it or remains on the same level for a long time, thus often delaying the final decision for eternities and then not interrupting the cycle but continuing it with all probability, because he is more likely to sink than to rise. The short earthly life as a human being is sufficient to complete the upward development with a degree of light which only allows a constant ascent. But if it is not utilized properly, so that this degree of light is not reached, then the spiritual must continue to move in divine order in bound will, regardless of whether in earthly creations or in the kingdom of the beyond. It is not free and thus continues the cycle until the aim is once reached. The state of bound will always ensures an upward development. The state of free will, however, can endanger it and thus also result in a backward development. But the time always comes for the deeply fallen to move upwards again until it has once ended the eternal cycle. Amen.